We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
The Bible says this, verse 16 of the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. It says, let us therefore, because of Christ as our high priest. Verse 15 says, therefore, because Christ is our mediator, we can come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Look at this. And find grace to help in time of need. Chapter 13, and we'll read this passage of scripture, verses 1 to 6. I'll make my prayer, and then we'll jump into our message this morning. Hebrews chapter 13, in verse number 1, the Bible says, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds, so bound with them and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Let's pray together. Lord, help us as we look at your word this morning. Lord, may we come before you this morning with humble hearts. Lord, take from our mind anything that would distract us or keep us from focusing on your word. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to take your word as it is by faith, to accept, thus saith the Lord. And Lord, I pray you'd help us to grow, for your word teaches us that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by your word. And so, Lord, as we take your word and water the seeds of faith in our life, I pray, Lord, that they would begin to grow, that our faith would be stronger for being a part of this service here this morning. And may you be glorified in all we say and all we do. Lord, we've come in your name, and Lord, we know that you are with us. We know that you are in the midst, and I pray, Lord, for your help this morning. May you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. We read this passage of scripture, and you may not see it right away, but chapter 13 of the book of Hebrews talks about God's help. And it talks about those that God uses to help us. The Bible says in verse number 1, it says, let brotherly love continue. The thought there that it is continuing is the idea that it is already begun. And within the context of the local church, we are to help each other. Let brotherly love continue is really what shows that we are of God, that we love the brethren, that we help each other with that agape, selfless love. And then the Bible says in verse number 2, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Thereby some have entertained angels unawares. The Bible says by entertaining the stranger, we would be blessed by those sent from God to be a blessing to us and to be a helper to us. I don't know, and I don't think we'll ever know till we get to heaven, those angels that God puts in our way to help us in times of difficulty. When I was my wife and I went on a missions trip to Senegal, West Africa. We were on our way back from Senegal to Washington. And when we got into the airport in Senegal in Africa, I mean, it was, I'll be honest with you, it was a mess. It was a disorganized mess. We looked up at the screen for about 20 minutes with all the lists of flights, and it hadn't changed in the 20 minutes that we were staring at it. And we didn't see our flight number. We didn't know where to go. Everyone that we talked to, I mean, they all spoke full French. Their English was bad, and I didn't speak a lot of French. I didn't speak French since I was in high school. And so we started to get nervous, and we didn't know what to do. And I said, Lord, help us. And a man walked up to us and said, are you heading to Washington? And obviously he knew that we were probably heading that way. And we said, yes. And he said, there's no point of you looking up at that board. He says, I've been here for 3 hours and it hasn't changed at all. So you're not going to find your flight number up there. But he says, don't worry about it. He says, I'm heading to Washington. I've done this before. You follow me and we'll get you there. And so we followed him. We did as he directed us. I don't know if that was a smart idea or not, but we didn't have any other options. And so we followed him and we went through security and we got onto that plane. I never saw that individual again. We never saw him on the plane. Whether he was sent by God as an angel, I don't know. I think he was, but I thank the Lord for his help. The Bible says that sometimes God sends these messengers, these angels, to come into our life to help us. And so the Bible says, let brotherly love continue, the help within the church. And the Bible says here that to remember them that are in bonds, verse 3, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity within the body, being yourselves also in the body. The Bible gives us a help here in helping other people, that we are to look at the adversities or the bondage of individuals, and we are to put ourselves in their shoes. Someone said that compassion is their hurt in my heart, their hurt in my heart. And the Bible says that we are flesh and blood. We think someone that's suffering through cancer, understand that that could be us. We could suffer that same affliction because we are also in the body. And so the Bible says that we are to help other people. We are to treat other people the way we would want to be treated, those in bondage, those in affliction. The thought here is to help others, to have compassion on other people. The Bible says in verse number 4, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. This is the plan of God for a man to marry a helpmeet. That's what the Bible says in the book of Genesis. And a woman is to come and to complete the man, and that's God's plan. In our world, they have different opinions of marriage, and they redefine marriage, but the Bible teaches us that marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's God's plan, and that's God's program. And the Bible says that God established this as a help, as each other. We are to exhort each other in the stewardship of life, Peter says. And so we are to complete each other and help each other. This is God's program. He says in verse number 5, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content without want, the Bible says, for we have this wonderful promise given to us by God, that we can boldly say in verse number 6, the Lord is our helper. It's a wonderful promise that we have as a child of God to be able to say that the Creator God is our helper. God is our helper. The thought there of that word helper means to aid when someone cries out for help. That's the thought there. To aid when someone cries out for help. A famous preacher's wife was asked one time what was her husband's most popular earnest prayer. And she said he'd come home and he would sit in that chair and say, Lord, help me. And that's the promise that we have in our life. God is our helper. The Bible says here that God helps us in timely help. I want us to turn to Hebrews chapter 4. Can we jump back here to the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 4. Look what the Bible says, if we could, in verse number 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. The Bible says this, verse 16 of the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. It says, let us therefore, because of Christ as our high priest, Verse 15 says, therefore, because Christ is our mediator, we can come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, look at this, and find grace to help in time of need. You see, the help of God is timely help. And the needs, the trials, the circumstances of our life. Again, I'm going to finish this message. We're going to look at this more in depth tonight. But this morning, I want to look at God's help in our life. I want to look at the very nature of God and who God is and why God wants to help us. What does the Bible say about the help that God provides? Number one, if you're taking notes, would you write it down? God is a gracious God. He is a gracious God.
It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Week ends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God is a gracious God, and God wants to help us. He wants to help us. Think about the greatest gift that God has given to us, and that is the gift of salvation. God has provided for us through grace a wonderful salvation. I want us to turn to Ephesians chapter 2 in your Bible this morning, Ephesians chapter 2. And look what the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 2. The scriptures teach us, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 1, it says, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom, verse 3, among whom also ye had your conversation in times past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. The Bible says, because of our nature, Romans chapter 5, we are the enemies of God. The enemies of God. And the scripture says that we were on a pathway and we were heading to a devil's hell. And then the scripture says here that we were dead in our sins. And yet in verse number 4, there's a ray of hope. There's a great light that is shining in the depths of darkness and the depths of death. We have this great light that is shining, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us. But God made the difference. But God made the difference. The Bible speaks of humanity as spiritually dead. No spiritual heartbeat, no spiritual pulse, no signs of life whatsoever. Several years ago, my wife and our family were in Michigan, and we were at a hotel. We were on vacation, and outside in the parking lot, a man had fell to the ground, and he had a massive heart attack. And quickly, people gathered around. The ambulance were called, and they were trying to revive that man to life, and the police officers were quickly pushing us away to the side, and they worked on that man for a half an hour, 45 minutes, trying to bring him, revive him to life. And as I stared and offered assistance or help to those who might need it, the reality is, when I looked at that individual, there was no signs of life whatsoever. And the Bible says that was our condition as humanity. You see, we were hopeless. We were helpless. There was no signs of life whatsoever. The Bible says we were dead in our sins. No signs of life. But God, who is rich in mercy, but God showed up. But God, who is the giver and the helper, he came to help us, to give us wonderful salvation. Look what the Bible says in verse number 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When we think of the grace of God, I want you to think about this. Think about, of course, unmerited favor. We don't deserve what God has offered to us. It's unmerited. It's God's favor upon our life. But I want us to think about God's help, the grace of God, unmerited help from God. You see, we did not deserve God's help. We were separated from God because of our sin, and yet the Bible says God came and helped us. I love what the psalmist said. He says he pulled us from the miry clay, and he set our feet upon a rock. God came, the Bible says. And the Bible says that he's come to give us this wonderful gift of salvation. And friend, listen today. You can know him today. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, if you'd be honest with God and honest with yourself and say, I don't know. If I were to die today, I'd go to heaven. Listen, friend, I'm here to tell you, you can know. Jesus died so that you can have life eternal. The Bible gives to us the gift of God, this grace of salvation. The gracious God offers to us the grace of salvation. But let's think about this. We're talking about God's help. God also gives to us the grace of sanctification. Look what the Bible says in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 10. The scripture says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We're not saved by good works. We're saved for good works. It's important to know that. The Bible says we're created in Jesus Christ unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. God has a purpose for our life. Now think about this for just a moment. We jump back to the book of Genesis. We think of God creating this world in 6 literal days. He spoke this world into existence. On the 7th day, he rested. God didn't rest because he was tired. God rested because the work was done. And God came to this world. Jesus said, I've come to do the work of my Father. I've come to do the will of my Father. I have meat that ye know not of, he told his disciples. I have a work that you don't understand. What got busy again, doing a work for our salvation, to save us, to wash our sins away. But listen, friend, today, after you get saved, he's not finished with you yet. This is sanctification. This is the help of God to bring us to a place where we reflect our Savior. I want us to turn to a wonderful scripture. Turn with me to the Gospel of John in our Bibles today. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. The story is told of Lazarus. In John chapter 11, Lazarus is The Bible says he's dead. He's in the grave. And the Bible says the Lord Jesus shows up in John chapter 11. And he raises Lazarus from the dead. That's the power of God, which is a picture of what he does. As Ephesians 2 teaches us, he makes us alive. He quickens us. And that's eternal life. And so the Bible says in John chapter 11 and verse number 44, notice what the Bible says here. The Bible says, and he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. I'm thankful for the salvation that I have in Jesus Christ. And I am so thankful to God every day that I am not bound by religion, that I can know that I'm on my way to heaven. It's not a hope so. It's not a maybe. It's not if my good works outweigh my bad works, because the reality is my bad works will always outweigh my good works. I am glad that my sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm saved. And I know I am saved. And I'm thankful that God is working in my life. And here in this passage of Scripture, can you imagine what Lazarus looked like coming from that tomb? I mean, he must have been a mess. But Christ wasn't done with him yet. There was still work to be done. Loose him and let him go. No longer under the law. No longer under the penalty of the law. No, his sins are washed away and our burdens are lifted at Calvary. What a blessing. We are no more bound by the law or sin. Listen, friend, today, we're no longer threatened by hell. The reality is we are saved in Christ. Let's praise the Lord if we could. Let's praise the Lord this morning, and let's sing together in praise to the Lord. If you know Christ as your Savior, let's sing together, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Can we sing together? I'll lead you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy salvation so rich and free. You see, the Bible says that God is our helper. And he gave to us the grace of salvation, but he didn't just stop there. No, he says, release him, loose him, and let him go. And he works in our life, and he gives us the grace of sanctification, but he's not done yet. He gives us the grace of supply. Look what the scripture says in Psalm chapter 103 in our Bibles together. Psalm 103 in our Bibles. And look what the scripture says here. The psalmist reminds us of a wonderful truth of God's work in our life. Psalm 103 verse number 1. The Bible says here, verse number 1 of Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All the benefit of knowing Christ as your Savior. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit in your life at that moment when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, the person of the Holy Spirit moved into your life. Christ in you, the hope of glory. In fact, let's jump back to Ephesians chapter number 1. I'm sorry for making you turn to all these scriptures, but I think it's important for us to be reminded of this. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 13. Look what the scripture says. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 13. The Bible says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and whom also after that ye believed. Look at this. Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And I want you to notice this expression, and I want you to burn this deep in your heart. The scripture says in verse number 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance. The thought there is God's down payment of the work that he promised he is going to complete in you. And the Bible says that the Lord gives us the earnest of his Spirit. He puts upon our life the seal of the Holy Spirit. And God says, I am going to finish my work in your life, and I'm going to begin to work in your life the moment you put your faith and trust in me. And God begins to work. And we enjoy the benefits of knowing Christ as our Savior. Our sins are washed away. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have prayer, which is talking to God, and the opportunity that we have that we can speak to God, and God hears our prayer. He hears what we have to say. He hears that prayer, and he answers it according to his will. What a blessing. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. Always of the attitude of prayer. It's like you're spending the day with a friend, and anytime you want to talk, he's always there to hear you. Anytime you want to bare your heart, he's there and he wants to listen. And you walk through your life with the Lord Jesus by your side, and you can talk to him whenever you want. You don't have to come to our church to talk to God. You don't have to go through me. No.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.